This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This weekend, Mexican President Felipe Calderón will give his first State of the Union address. He's not likely to be able to deliver it before Congress. Leftist parties are planning on blocking that. But he'll give it elsewhere, and despite the opposition, Calderón is firmly in control. That wasn't always a sure thing. Last year's election was tight, and his rival refused to concede defeat. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from the Mexican capital.
Señoras y señores, hace su arribo el ciudadano licenciado Felipe Calderón Hinojosa, presidente de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos.
Though small in stature, Felipe Calderón was standing tall this week at an event to mark the first change to the sugar industry law in 70 years. In his speech, Calderón reiterated his constant theme since he assumed the presidency in December: Mexico must leave the conflicts of the past behind and become outward-looking.
Ninguno de nosotros quiere ver un México dividido.
None of us wants to see a divided Mexico. None of us wants to see a sugarcane sector defeated by the competition. It is time for all of us to take actions in favor of the progress and development of the majority, of those who have less.
It's a message that has been going down well. In one of the latest polls, Calderón has a 64% approval rating. Jorge Cepeda is a political analyst in Mexico City.
After the contentious electoral process, many people believed that Calderón would face a situation of almost ungovernability. We all imagined that the country would be on fire. Against all guesses, Calderón has been able to govern the country without any great political disturbances and with no significant opposition from the street.
Cepeda says that Calderón started on the right foot.
Calderón sent the proper signals by informing the nation that there was someone now piloting the ship. People complained in his last years former President Vicente Fox had been utterly passive in the face of the myriad problems of the country. 7 days after taking control of this country, Calderón put the army in the toughest areas to fight the drug traffickers.
And that, Cepeda says, showed he was a man who was willing and able to take control, despite the less than sterling results his drug war has had so far. Still, Calderón is facing a divided Congress. The party of Andrés Manuel López Obrador on the left still refuses to acknowledge his authority. They are the second largest group in the legislature, and their strategy is to block all of his proposals, which has made a third party, the PRI, which ruled Mexico for 70 years, the kingmakers. Calderón has had to make huge concessions to them. The important fiscal reform legislation, which will address the country's tax laws, has been delayed by seemingly endless negotiations with the PRI.
If you go and bargain with them, then they ask you for more and more in this quid pro quo part of the politics.
Leo Zuckerman is a political science professor in Mexico City.
We don't know at this point if the president is going to be able to address Congress. It's a complete scandal. Well, that actually is going to happen here in Mexico. So in that sense, we still are living here in Mexico a very peculiar situation in the political system where you have an opposition that does not recognize the presidency.
Which of course means that Mexico's political problems and Calderón's are far from over. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.